a funeral on Monday, is that right?
That's right. Yep. At funerals at 1 o'clock on Monday at Lord of Life Lutheran Church in Baxter. And the visitation's 3 to 5 p.m. on Sunday at Nelson Doran Funeral Home in Brainerd. I can't imagine that it's not going to be absolutely packed with people who loved Stephen Lyle Coles.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Appreciate talking to you today, Chelsea.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Thank you.
Coming up, we will have Headwaters with Malachi Coons. And then at 1 o'clock today, Don Espy is our host for On the River.
We would like to thank Oak Hill Assisted Living in Grand Rapids, providing personalized care in a home setting, oakhillseniors.com. And we also want to thank the Headwaters Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Bemidji, gathering at 10 a.m. on Sundays now through May at the Headwaters Peace Center. HUF is an inclusive space to seek truth, practice love, and celebrate life. Headwatersuu.org.
And thanks to Grassroots Concert Series, presenting the Weary Ramblers Friday, November 21st at 7 at the Live Well Nightclub and Coffee Bar, the Journey Church in Nisswa. Doors open at 6:30. Full fall lineup can be found at grassrootsconcerts.org.
You are listening to This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We're at 89.9 in Brainerd and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
And I I was a young teen, when all I wanted to do was sing something. Whether that was the school or down the park with my dad, karaoke on a Friday, stopping off at Nando's if I had it my way. I sing always, telling me softly by the Fugees. Yeah, that was my first tape, from young, from early. Music's always been my sweetest escape. I've always liked to escape. I put my feelings on the tape. I thank God every day that I found my voice again. Yeah, we were born through song, divine instruction from the Almighty One. And yeah, we dance to your drum. We pray the beat goes on. We on the rhythms, right and wrongs. Yeah, we back where we belong. We in the zone, flow zone. Yeah. Remember GarageBand at youth club? Back then I used to fuck around on some jazzy dubs. Secondary bangers singing down at the local clubs. Was never scared of getting up. The music's always been my love. Yeah, yeah, from young I've had the microphone. So I'ma sing my song until the day I'm grown. Yeah, I'm led astray, I'm on the last train home. Making music for the soul, you know the goals. Always been the flow zone. I've always liked to escape. I put my feelings on the tape. I thank God every day that I found my voice again. Yeah, we were born through song, divine instruction from the Almighty One. And yeah, we dance to your drum. We pray the beat goes on. We on the rhythms, right and wrongs. Yeah, we back where we belong. We in the zone, flow zone. We in the, we in the, we in the. Oh, what a pleasure, what a gift this. To harmonize, yes, articulate my driftings. Words from the deep, yet uplifting. Yo, the times are shifting. Find what you love and give it. You knew from young, so live it. Don't let no one take your spirit. I've always liked to escape. I put my feelings on the tape. I thank God every day that I found my voice again. Yeah, yeah, we were born to song. Divine instruction from the Almighty One. Chimney sound
echoes of the past. Lover, goodbye, lover. It's such a shame we couldn't make it last.
That is a group called Stornoway here on KAXE. Very much 2010 era twee pop. I was listening to lots of Belle and Sebastian around that time. That song definitely hit very hard for me. It's called Zorbing, which I learned just now is a sport where you go inside those big plastic balls. Sometimes the lead singer of Flaming Lips does them at concerts and rolls over the crowd, and they were kind of popular in COVID. But Zorbing is when you get in one and you roll down a hill. This is true stuff. would love to do that. It kind of looks like a shoot that you might go on, like tubing in the winter, but you are basically just rolling head over heels inside this big plastic ball. This is Headwaters here on KAXE. I'm your host, Malachi Coons. I'm learning new things every day. Hopefully you are too. We had the winter song before that, Dean Johnson. It's actually going to be in the upper 50s today, but still chilly the last couple mornings. And remembered that early fall release had a nice song about the season we are heading towards. So Dean Johnson for you, Nightmares on Wax and Green Tea Peng, I remember. And then we started off our show today with Leanne Betasamake Simpson, her new album, Live Like the Sky. Really enjoying the tunes from that one. We heard White Kites and Sky Blue. Not going to go into a whole dream story here because me personally, when people do that, I absolutely tune out. But it is a strange feeling when just a random thing reminds you that you had a dream about some sort of topic. And I came in and looked at that album, White Kites and Sky Blue, and pretty sure I had a dream about kites last night. It is 9:15. I'll be with you for the next 45 minutes. We got lots of fun stuff to get to on Headwaters today. Slice of Green Cheese is going to be a little earlier today, so be ready to call in at 9:40, 5 minutes earlier. That is because I am chatting with the wonderful folk musician, Broadway composer, an all-around good person, Galen Lee, at 9:45 today. She's playing tonight in Aiken at the Ripple Center, so at 9:45, we will have Galen on live this morning. So Slice of Green Cheese a little bit earlier at 9:40. We've got our album of the week from another incredible human being, Mavis Staples, coming up at 9:30. We receive support here at KEXC from our listener members and from the Minnesota Humanities Center, distributing more than $6 million in cultural heritage grants. Funding is available to individuals and organizations that will create, celebrate, and teach Minnesota's diverse arts, culture, and heritage, including indigenous organizations, historically underrepresented communities, and recent immigrants and veterans. Details at mnhum.org/grants. And starting in 2026, tax rules related to charitable giving are shifting. This means right now might be the right time to give to KEXC and other nonprofits. Check with a financial advisor to see if it is a good time for you to make a gift. Your support keeps people-powered radio strong and ensures a bright future for KAXE. Let's do another one of these Luther Dickinson and Datrion Johnson collaborations, digging into the Great American Song Book, as often performed by the Grateful Dead. Here's Who Do You Love?
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney up on top, made out of human skull. Now come on and take a little walk with me, honey, and tell me who do you love? Who do you love? Who do? Who do you love? Mojo, come to my house, a black cat bone. Take my baby away from home. Mojo, Mojo, where you been? Up at your house and gone again. Tombstone hanging a graveyard by. Just 22 and I don't mind dying. I ride around town, use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Arlene, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do? Who do you love?
down the alley, a ice wagon flew. Hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Around, I became the one who gets a house to rent a mile away to hang around. Honey, by the way, you could die today. You could take the pain and put it away. You could start all over again. I know I said that I love you forever, but you know that I've changed. Even though we were made for each other, but we gotta blow out the flame. If you left me, baby, make you a rich man. If you ask me, baby, for
is Whitney, The Thread, from their new album Small Talk. It is their fourth release, something I included on the new Fresh Picks series. Every Monday on KEXC at KEXC.org, can find the music team digging into new albums, new singles that are very, very recent, trying to expand on our coverage of that scene and really kind of open up those doors to all of you to look in and hopefully pick out some favorites. It might not be just like everything you hear on KEXC. Play a variety of music. Not always every single one for everyone. Same with Fresh Picks, but I'm sure you will find some good ones. We've got our album of the week from Mavis Staples. Also something we talked about there. That is coming up in just a few minutes. It is Headwaters, your source for great music on KEXC every weekday from 9 to 11. And today we got Minnesota Mixtape coming up at 10. Support for KEXC comes from the Third Coast Chamber Collective, presenting chamber music up north, featuring an internationally renowned accordion and violin ensemble from Poland at Co-House on November 20th at 7 p.m. Tickets available at thirdcoastchambercollective.com. Another reminder, I'll be chatting with Galen Lee at 9:45 in just about 15 minutes. She is performing tonight in Aiken with Rochester artist Amy Abst. We'll be catching up with Galen on what she's been up to lately and getting a little preview of the show tonight. Because of that, Slice of Green Cheese will be at 9:40 today, not 9:45, so be ready for that. If there are folks out there just tuning in for Slice of Green Cheese specifically, then if you are listening all morning long, you will have an advantage today. So there you go. I'm Malachi Coons. Thanks for joining me this morning. Let's go to that album of the week from Mavis Staples right now. Sad and Beautiful World, released at age 86. She was at Winnipeg Folk Festival when I came back from Canada. I talked a lot about how powerful, meaningful for me that show was to see her for the first time. And this album coming out has really reminded me of that day. A few different songs from the album were things that she performed. She had so much energy up on stage. They had a chair out for her and she would sit down between sets, almost like she was had been told to sit down or had been was wanting to take it easy. And then she would start talking and she would just get up and get fired up again every time. It was so fun to watch. Here's a Kevin Morby cover from this new album. Brad Cook produced it and he picked out a lot of different songs that all sound like they were written by or specifically for Mavis Staples, even though that wasn't the case. She's covering Beautiful Strangers right now from Kevin Morby. Let us know what you think of our album of the week.
If you ever hear that thunder, put your eye to the sky, boy, and wonder. Maybe there's a kingdom above the weather. Oh, and whether you're gonna get on in is up to you. If you ever hear that crying in a distance like some siren, maybe there's a singer with no ring around his little finger. Oh, love. And if I lose my voice, if I have no choice but to go quiet, won't you sing for me a melody into the night there? If I die too young, and the wolf they come, fee, fi, fo, fum. If I die too young, and the locusts come, then run, run, run free. If you ever hear that gunshot, you do, but you don't got. Say a prayer, think of mother, I am a rock. Oh yeah. If you ever hear that sound now, is kicked in. Here they come now. Think of others. Be their cover. I am what they're not. Pray for Paris. They cannot scare us or stop the music. No. You've got a sweet voice, child. Why don't you use it? And if I die too young, if the gunmen come, I'm full of love. So release me, every piece of me. Sister, can't stand the coppers up in their choppers. Oh, flying over here, 49 dead, singing, oh my Lord, carry me home. Oh my Lord, carry me home. Oh my Lord, come carry me. I die too young for something I ain't done. Carry my name every day. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, Freddie Gray. Oh, sleep easy like baby Jesus in a manger.
I am with the pouches. They don't have the guts to match my prowess. Flawless, gorgeous, quote unquote unquote with all my flaws. Why they always sticking up their noses? It's just roundness. Premium rubber smelling all the roses. Face to face, I got that all the pauses. Pauses, haters, this an unofficial emancipation. Stick around, I'm glad you've been so patient. Fake it.
start. Here's a moment of silence ringing back to the art. Mind blowing, it's a classical part of Zamrock and hip hop and alternative spark, yeah. It's the way that I'm on already. Shine bright, don't even want to put on. This here's real life, there's no match to put on. But here's a piece of the message, let's get back to the song. Can't hold a flame that's reborn, I'm like an everlasting spark. Can't jump the way that I'm on, peace. I know the seeds that I've sown, and I give birth to all the fruit just so that I can live on. Yeah, can't hold destiny, I must walk on. Can't choose peace, been down too long, true. I know that we will live on. Hear the passion in my voice when I keep playing the song.
The latest from Sampa de Grade here on KEXE. That new single, Can't Hold Us, taking a different approach to the same message of Mavis Staples. Thought they'd go nicely together. Mwanje, vocalist, joining in with Sampa on that one. And we heard Beautiful Strangers from our album of the week, Mavis Staples, before that. It is 9:40. You are listening to Headwaters here on KEXE. And as mentioned, it is time for our slice of green cheese. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we will send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Dairy Queen in Grand Rapids, Common Grounds 218 in Longville, and Wings Airport Cafe in Brainerd for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won some time in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. The composer of works like Fanfare for the Common Man and Appalachian Spring was born on this day in the year 1900. What is his name? The question again is, well, actually, if you know the answer, want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. Here's the question one more time for you. The composer of works like Fanfare for the Common Man and Appalachian Spring was born on this day in the year 1900. What is his name? Call 218-326-1234 with your guess. You can hold your calls for a slice of green cheese. Please hold your calls. We do have a winner for today's slice. We'll be right back. Olympians, we heard California. Congratulations to Tim from Arizona. Correctly answered our slice of green cheese trivia today, which was the composer of works like Fanfare for the Common Man and Appalachian Spring was born on this day in the year 1900. What is his name? The correct answer that Tim got was Aaron Copland. Listen weekdays around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese and tune in Saturday nights from 7 to 9 for our popular green cheese trivia show. Your host tomorrow night will be Christy Norland and Janet Bredeman.
I got it wrong. It wasn't meant to be. Wasn't meant to be perfect. We were so busy painting, we didn't see the corner. Some days we both felt trapped there, but silver nights were warmer. We navigated love. Terms and conditions applied. Some were pre-existing, others grew over time. Behind the scenes, we just wouldn't let it go. Wouldn't let it go to pieces. Who knew we'd dig our own graves here? No other would tend them with such great care. Ooh. Tragedies viewed through its own lens, but just out of frame sits an old friend, watching our choices play out in the end, returning each other to where we began. Wish I had known it wasn't meant to be, wasn't meant to be perfect.
That is the song that closes out Galen Lee's new Macbeth album, the work that she put together for a 2022 Broadway play. That was what she kind of originally put together and submitted to that, made some changes before it would show up on the play. We're going to be speaking with Galen Lee here on Headwaters. I believe she'll be joining us in just a couple of minutes. This is People Powered Radio, KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We've got Minnesota Mixtape coming up at 10. After that is the World Cafe at 11 o'clock. Your On the River host today, we've got Dawn Espy from 1 to 4 and Deborah Ann tonight from 7 until 10 p.m. Stay tuned on KAXC all day long. You can find a schedule of all of our programs as well as who's hosting at KAXC.org. It's also a great place to stay up to date with the news team. If you're hearing the Up North Report, want to delve into any of those stories on an individual basis, you'll find all of them on our website, plus area voices from Andrew DeZingle, the set list, events up north. We've got a story right now on Jeff Sundin, 40 years as a fishing guide in northern Minnesota lakes. So just a huge variety of stuff that really is a great kind of way to encompass all the different things that you can hear on KAXE and that the staff here are working on. We receive support from the Armory Arts and Events Center in downtown Park Rapids, presenting Midwest Blues Rockers, The Fat Cats, on Saturday, November 22nd at 7 p.m. Tickets available at parkrapidsarmory.org and at the door. More on the Armory Arts and Events Center's monthly concert series on Instagram and on Facebook. Forecast today is mostly sunny. We got highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. On Saturday, tomorrow, sunny to partly sunny, temperatures in the low 40s, getting a little cooler after today's highs. Sunday, sunny with highs in the mid-30s and low 40s. Our question of the week is, what do you remember about your home ec and shop classes? Tell us about your projects, 218-326-1234. I was not in that many home ec and shop classes. It's kind of ridiculous that if you sort of thought you might want to go to college. You kind of got funneled toward a certain set of classes and you didn't actually learn anything useful with your hands, which is a broader problem about education in America. But I was, you know, doing other stuff. But looking back, you know, I wish I had all these skills that a lot of people learned in those classes. But I do remember the one I took. We had a race where everybody cut a little car out of wood, and then it had a, you like drilled a hole in the back, and everyone got one little CO2 cartridge canister, little silver bullet looking thing. And then we all raced, and mine was not heavy enough on the front, and it immediately did a wheelie and flipped over backwards once it was set off. But that is what I remember about my shop class in Vroker, Wisconsin. 218-326-1234. We have a different question going on each week. Some more live music that is coming up. Christopher David Hansen is at Jack Pine Brewery in Baxter. Jay Streitz at the Ore House in Gilbert. All righty. Right now on KAXE, super excited to be joined by Galen Lee. How are you doing, Galen?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I know you said you're not a morning person, so thank you for coming on. Thank you for joining.
It's, I'm so sorry. Yes, thank you for having me. I'm glad that this worked out.
Yeah, we've got just a little bit up until 10 o'clock here, so lots to get into, so I wanted to talk about it right away. But most importantly for folks, Galen Lee and Amy Apps in Aiken, Minnesota tonight, performing at the Understory, which is a new room in the Ripple Center building in downtown Aiken. Music starts at 6. So Galen, I wanted to ask you, the last time we spoke, there was a, you know, the Macbeth work was going on. Since then, you have released kind of your original version of the score for that, what you first submitted to them, and then you got to tour England. So I wanted to ask you, what was it like being in Shakespeare's home country and doing shows for something like Macbeth in a place like England?
It was a pretty magical run of shows. I think the thing that you don't realize is just how much they know and love that theater. So, and also how much they don't want you to say the word Macbeth in the theater.
I did it nonstop.
By the end of the tour, I had mostly eradicated the word and said the M, you know, the M guy. By the end, but they are pretty serious about it. So it was fun. I feel like it's not like Shakespearean music. It's very kind of experimental and dark, but they appreciated that because they grew up with it even more than we do, by quite a lot, I think. I feel like I remember reading it in high school once, but like that's about it, and it's just not as much a part of our cultural identity, I think. So it was really fun to be able to go do that and to have them really know the story inside and out in a way that I didn't grow up knowing. Maybe some people do, but yeah, it was neat.
Yeah, I did not know that story. Is that a like just a long running superstition or some kind of theater thing that you don't say that word in the theater for good luck? Or
yeah, it's really bad luck apparently to say the word. And to be fair, the guitarist broke his finger like right before the show, and so like the first show, so he was playing the whole show with like one less finger basically on his fingering hand. I don't even know how he did that. But then while we were recording the album, the guitarist Jeremy Yilvesacker from Minnesota, he broke his wrist during the thing. So maybe we should have taken it more seriously. Like
that's
a few
some bad luck.
Like real mishaps occurred in the making of that music. So I feel like, yeah, maybe you should take it seriously and not say it out loud.
There we go. Will you be playing some of the music from that work tonight in Aiken?
Yeah, I did find a way. You know, the full album, like which is on Bandcamp, that full album is really layered and has a ton going on. But I did find a way to loop some of it solo. So I will be playing some excerpts of the album like live tonight. So it sounds very different, but the melodies are there. And I kind of explain what is happening in the story and whose character. It's usually each character has a theme basically. So trying to kind of get those themes across solo, it was hard to figure out, but I'm glad that I finally did find a way to loop them because it's really fun to talk about. I do say the M word a lot, so maybe if anyone's real afraid of that, then I'll try to do my best to not just say it with abandon, basically.
Yeah, we heard Perfect just before you came on, so we kind of started with that one. And when we end today here in just a couple of minutes, unfortunately, I want to play Starving for people as we go out. But I did love how much that it is something for people, I think, who are just fans of music in general and fans of your music, and also people who come at it from a, maybe I'm a theater person and I love Macbeth. It seems like there's something for both crowds.
Yeah, I really made the album kind of each. So there's those two songs on either end, and then there's, you know, five acts, and the music really is corresponding to the act. So if you're not like a fan of my music specifically, but you do like Macbeth, it would be worth checking out just because it really does kind of go along with what's happening in each act pretty directly. It really felt like a live movie score in the theater, and I tried to keep that essence alive on the album. So it was such a fun project. I'm glad that we're talking about it because it was such a big undertaking. Yeah.
Yeah, that is, again, you can find the full album on Bandcamp. You want to dig in just a little more before we go about tonight, this Artist with Disability Showcase, you, Amy and Apps. Tell people about Amy and just what the vibe is going to be like tonight in Aiken.
Yeah, Amy is one of my favorite Minnesota songwriters. I just really love her, like, raw, like, kind of intimate. I don't know if she's real. She's got like an otherworldly quality. I really like her, but she is, she has a disability as well, like from a rare chronic illness standpoint. And I obviously use a wheelchair. And I think when I was talking to Christian, who's the person that helps book this show at the Ripple Center, we were talking about how in Minnesota, you know, there are a few of us, you know, a few disabled artists, and sometimes it's fun to be able to come together and get to know each other and share music from that specific point and be able to talk about it. And so I think it's just going to be a fun show. I just really love her songs, and I'm just excited to see her again. She lives down in Rochester, so it's not like we get to hang out all the time. And and there's other disabled artists too, but he started with these two. This is, you know, but the just to include disability in part of the culture and the discussion, and when we're talking about the arts and being welcoming, that we're including disability in that mindset. So I was excited that he picked Amy. I sent him a few names, and that's the one he went with. And it was exciting because I really like Amy a lot, and I think people are going to enjoy her music.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Galen. I'm going to send you a message, and we will do more of an interview because I want to talk about your memoir. You got a memoir coming up.
Sorry.
But no apology necessary. Most importantly, you are playing tonight with Amy Apps at the Ripple Center in Aiken. I believe music begins at 6. I really appreciate you coming on Headwaters this morning here on KEXE.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye, Galen.
Thanks, bye.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. 3, 2, 1.